Okay, good evening. I first have a few logistical things to share with you. Tomorrow is our last morning already. So the Kunz has asked that we clear out our rooms before we come to the morning meeting. That means you need to pack, and you can either put your suitcase or your stuff in your car, or you can put it at around the bar area. Put your suitcase there. But they want to start with the cleaning of the rooms at 10. So it needs to be ready before you get here. Then there won't be a guided morning meditation here at 8, also to give us time to pack. But if you are an early bird and still want to meditate, you're free to meditate here. Let's see. Oh, and then the people of Kunzerhof, the people that took care of us, cleaned our rooms and cooked for us and served for us, they're always doing a wonderful job. And we want to give them a little tip. So we put a little basket out here in the hall. And the instruction is, it's here? Oh, it's here at the door. Looks a little bit like a basket in the church, but okay. So you, the instruction is you first go to your heart and then to your wallet. Just to, and also if you can't give them a tip or you can't give money, it's also nice to express to them that we're grateful for what they did for us. They're always very generous in how they take care of us. And the cake, actually, that we get almost every day is made by the women that live around here. And they make it and they bring it here. So the whole village is taking care of us. Yes, and then our planning for tonight is to have a bit of a shorter meditation and talk than an exercise, so that our planning is that we can start the dance around 9:30. It won't get too late. That's our plan. And Bea, do you want to say more about it? Please, so we can have the mic for Bea. Bea and Lucas prepared it together, maybe.
And you, Stefan.
And Stefan.
Where's Stefan? There, right. The three of us did some planning, but before I want to say that personally I'm so happy to dance because we've been taking in so much information for 5 days, content and looking inside and lots of nourishing food, and I think it's just wonderful to express whatever the music helps us to express. So we did a little bit of planning, and our idea is to put on the music for about an hour and then be really attentive to the fact how the group energy is, because sometimes it ebbs off, so we will hopefully catch the moment when it ebbs off, about whatever, like an hour, and then stop and get together with those of you who are there then in a circle, and for a moment to ring the bell to come back to us and us as a group, and then silently put back the chairs in the middle. So we serve the room and we serve us as a group by doing this together in a mindful way. And we can even start, when we start dancing, start the same process of attentively putting the chairs out to the outside.
Good. Thank you for taking care of that.
Thank you.
Yeah, so the idea is that after we've done the Q&C, we'll all take our chairs and we put it to the side here so that we have space here in the middle. Yeah, and then maybe take a short break before we start. Yeah. Okay. We'll start again with the who chant tonight. And I have a special instruction for the who tonight, is to allow the who to not only resonate in you, but also resonate out to the mystery of our true nature, as almost like as if the who is a bridge between us as an individual and the bigger field of the mystery of being. Okay, yeah, the lights can go off. Stay present in your bodies and allow them to move and stretch. We'll continue in a few minutes.